This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Lynn Thomas. Lynn's going to talk to us about what trends she's watching in business, her business, how she got started, and a lot more. Lynn, can you take a moment to tell us about yourself and your consulting business?
Sure, I'd be delighted to, Scott. Thank you so much for having me on. My company is Thomas Consulting, and we are located in Newton, Massachusetts. And what we specialize in is really helping companies during COVID and post-COVID at this moment to how to re-engage with their employees and how to have them back in the workforce and to do it really well, because it's a tender moment in time of how people how owners of companies and senior management have people come back. A little history about myself and my company, and then I'll get into some key pointers. I was a tax attorney with Arthur Andersen for a number of years, left there, went to Bank of Boston as a private banker, and then a change agent, and became very disenchanted with how they treated employees when they really didn't care about their two employees in this group. Out of 1,800 that had heart attacks, and one died, and one was in disability, and when management wasn't even willing to have spend $500 that I offered to pay to have someone come in and teach about stress, I left the next day because I didn't want to work with an organization that truly didn't care about employees. And what my goal was to find a way that employees could win, clients could win, and shareholders, owners, stakeholders could win. And we've done that. I've been in business 30 years. I work with many different industries, mostly professional services. And we find incredibly innovative and novel ways to engage employees to tap into their potential, because we all have huge amounts of untapped potential.
No, Lynn, and take a moment and talk to us about, you talk about sort of the re-entry of employees back into the workplace. And talk for a moment about, you've got various different positions out there. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs have famously said they want everybody back. But even though they say that, we all know there's going to be some flexibility. What is the right way to get people back to the office? Is it hybrid approaches? Is it giving people lots of flexibility? What are sort of the right answers for getting people back?
Sure. So first of all, there's no going back to where we were. Second, I'd say be transparent. Maximum transparency, because nobody knows where we're going to be in 2, 3, 5 months. So let's not sort of pretend we know the answer. If Goldman's and J.P. Morgan want to have their people back, I think they'll lose a lot of millennials and Gen Zs, which are the talent that everybody wants. You need to put people first. The companies that are doing well, Scott, are ones that are human-centered and principled values. Ask them what they want, what worked during COVID, what didn't work during COVID. And it's going to be a stepped process. So know whatever people want now, they may change their mind in 2 or 3 months. Why? It's a process. We didn't know the whole impact of COVID immediately. It took time for us to get a hold of that. It's going to take time for people to want to reengage. Some people don't want to be around people, even if they're fully vaccinated. I'd also say cater to the new generations. You do not want to lose millennials and Gen Zs. Those are the generations of the future. They're the most tech savvy, agile. They can pivot. But what you need to give them is a job that has good technology and has some meaning and purpose for them. They're not like prior generations really focused on earning the most or out earning what their parents did. It's really down to they want to have some meaning. Really genuinely express gratitude and compassion, because employees really mostly have felt like they were taken advantage of as they look back over COVID, because they put in a lot more time. And there was a study out, Scott, that said for high-tech companies, 68% of them would not come back full-time for a $30,000 more increase in compensation. So I don't know what the magic number is, but there is definitely an increase in compensation that's expected. And when I say have conversations, it's like one-to-one listening conversations. Ask what worked for them. What do they want? Most really need and want, especially millennials and Gen Zs, they want opportunities to be developed. You know, are 5, 7 years from now, are they going to be able to compete in the workforce? That's what they really want. And also, I'd say, know you're being watched. And what I mean by that is how you open your doors, what you do, while how people respond. There'll be people who are always happy here are not going to be happy. There'll be people who are sad. There's a lot of grief going on all different levels. And so know how you interact with employees will determine who will stay with you or not. Because if you interact in a way that's not positive, puts them down, is bullying anyway, that can definitely sully a reputation, and that's not going to determine everything. But for a lot of people, that'll make a huge difference. And I think really,
let me ask you a question. There's this discussion this year of the Great Resignation, which is you know, very much what you talked about. Lots of people resigning from jobs, trying to refigure out their lives, refigure out what they want to do. How much of that is how much of that are we going to see in terms of this, what's called the Great Resignation?
Well, I think if companies are not willing to meet employees where they want to be met, which is around compensation, flexibility of time, when they do the work and where the work is done, and not willing to help find meaning in the work, 40 to 70% of the meaning we want in our lives needs to come from our work. If you don't provide that for them, they will resign. I mean, they have other opportunities. The world, you know, in essence, is their oyster. For those employees who are really talented and good, the top talent that everybody wants, they can go lots of places and be treated really, really well. And the best ways to find out is to cater to them, you know, one-to-one conversations. It's not like one size fits all.
And again, sort of the, you know, we always talk about one-way communication versus two-way communication. And what you're saying is that this two-way communication is so important. It can't be one-sided. You got to have one-on-one conversation. It can't be mass communication. It's got to be actually talking and engaging with your employees and people.
Absolutely. It's one-to-one, really, what we call deep listening, that you're saying, tell me more. You know, so what else would you need? Is that all? And then repeat back what they said, because everybody's had a different experience through COVID. And until you know what each employee's experience is, you're not going to know what they need or want. And to take a sort of stab at it and hope that's best for everybody, that's not a very kind, compassionate, or people first way to do it. You know, Tom Peters talks about it's people first, period, full stop. If you lose your people, your company's not going to be around to be very highly competitive, because the best people will find some other organization or one of your competitors, and will take some of your best customers with them.
How do you differentiate the employee that's giving you, you know, here's the five things that need to be improved and they seem rationally reasonable to the employer, versus the list of 30 that the employee gives? At what point can the employer say, this just isn't a good fit? I mean, maybe it's just not the right fit for us between the two of us, the employer and the employee. At what point is that mutuality of trying to figure out what works for the employee, what works for the employer? How do you hit that balance?
Well, I think at this point, people are reasonable to be expected. If someone gives you a list of 30, I would say, you know, I can understand these are all important. There's no way really almost for anybody we could give 30 requests, to honor 30 requests. You know, give me your top 10, and if you could put them in ranked order, that would really help me. Because I would say something like this, guy, I really want you to stay, and I really want to know what I need to give you, but I need to know your top priorities. These other ones we can deal with, you know, later on, but I'm looking at what we can do immediately to bring people back to work. And that would really help me. I'd really appreciate it. And could you give me basically a time estimate? You know, would it be, you know, 24 hours, 48 hours a day, a week? How long before you'd be able to get that back to me? And then thank the person, and then we send it back to you. Thank them for doing that, and act on it really quickly. But if somebody, you know, somebody said, well, what if they want a swimming pool? I said, you know, at that point, that's just, that's not going to happen. That's ridiculous. And it could be very emotional. I mean, they could have had a very devastating, they could have lost a number of different people, and they've got a whole bunch of requests. And it may be better for someone like that to say, you know what, why don't you stay remote for another month or two and maybe take some time off there? And, you know, we'll keep you on because I really value you. And Would it help if you had some time off? And if someone's given that many demands, to me, there's a lot of pain and angst, fear going on inside, because that's not reasonable to say to somebody, okay, these are my 20 demands or 30 demands, as you said.
And Lynn, how do people find out more about you? If they want to hire you, they want to work with you, how do people learn more about Lynn Thomas?
Sure. You can, there's on LinkedIn, Lynn Thomas, Thomas Consulting. You can find me, Lynn Thomas at Thomas Consulting. And then at the end of consulting, wins, WINS.com is the website. And let me just say one other thing, that for employers to expect that many of these conversations, Scott, are going to be difficult and uncomfortable. You know, they're not the conversations we had pre-pandemic. So they're not going to be your typical conversations. And so if you don't know much about emotional intelligence, you don't know how to deal with conflict, or that's really difficult, if you could brush up on that, or maybe somebody else be on the line to facilitate those conversations, that would really be best, because there's just a lot of emotion, a lot of uncertainty going on. And I think to get your best employees back, you can do it. But it's not going to feel or look like it did in the past. And then a phone number, if people want to call, I'm thrilled, is 781-899-4210.
Lynn, I want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today and give us a little more insight into these issues. They're complicated issues that every employer is dealing with, and I appreciate very much your thoughts on them. Thank you very much for joining us today at the Becker Podcast. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks a bunch.